Praise
and thank God we all can gather here on a Friday night to come here to worship the true and living God together.
我们非常高兴能够在礼拜五的晚上跟大家聚集在一起来查考神道理。
Even though most of this week is raining.
虽然在很多地方都在下雨。
But nevertheless, we take a time today to come here to worship God.
那在这个星期结束的时候，我们可以用上我们的时间来到这里来敬拜神。
So tonight is the first night for young adult spiritual convocation.
那我们今天是在青年灵修会，在San Jose举行青年灵修会的第一个晚上。
So some of the youth have gone to San Jose to worship there tonight.
所以我们太平洋教会有很多的青年今天晚上到圣何西去参加那个灵修会。
So tonight we'd like to share with you, make disciple of all nations.
那今天我想要跟大家分享的题目是让万民做我成为我们的门徒。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 28.
我们看马太福音28章。
The book of Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
马太福音28章19节。
Verse 19.
第19节。
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
19节, 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒, 奉子圣灵的名, 给他们施洗。
Many of us have heard this verse for many, many times.
我相信我们这个经节都听过了非常多的次数。
And we know this verse is a great commission that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to His disciples.
那我们都知道说这个 是一个神给他的门徒一个很重要的使命。
But nowadays also have given to us.
但到今天这个使命同样给了我们。
He said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
他这里说要使万民做我的门徒。
So this means that not only we go here, there, but the whole world, we have to make people to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他意思就是说并不是只是传这里或那里，而是要让全世界都做。 耶稣的门徒,
because when they believe, they will come to get baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他们相信的时候，他们就会来奉耶稣的名来受洗。
And only then that people can become disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有在他们奉耶稣的名受洗之后，他们才能够真正成为耶稣的门徒。
And only then that the people of the world can have peace and joy inside their heart.
只有在那个时候，这个世界才会的众人才有真正的。 内心的和平。
Of course, many of us, we know that we need to go out and preach the gospel.
我们都知道我们要出去外面传福音。
But sometimes preaching the gospel is not too easy.
但是传福音并不是一件容易的事。
Maybe we say to ourselves, maybe the reason is not easy because we are not, you know, we are not English speaking.
也许我们会告诉我们自己说, 传福音并不容易是因为, 我们, 这个英文不是我们的母语。
Because most of the people in this country, they speak English.
那在美国大部分的人都是讲英语。
But of course, that is not the case.
事实上这并不是真正的原因。
If this was the case, and then people, our brothers and sisters in Hawaii, they would have many, many members.
如果这语言是一种原因的话，那么在夏威夷教会，我们早就能够有很多的弟兄姐妹。
But the most ironic thing about Hawaii is that most of the people who got baptized lately, they are Chinese.
但是事实上，夏威夷教会它的例子是后来来受洗的人，大部分都是中国人。
Even though most of the members there are English speaking.
虽然很多在那边的信徒都是讲英文的。
So for me, this is very strange.
对我来讲，这是一件很奇怪的事。
For some reason, maybe God favored the Asian people.
也许神特别喜欢亚洲来的人。
But nevertheless, we have to go out and continue to preach the gospel.
但不管如何，我们要出去传福音。
But the reason is not easy. The first thing is that we have to fight against Satan.
之所以不容易的原因是，第一件事情就是我们必须要跟撒旦来打仗。
So because of this, we always have to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以因此，我们要常常被神的灵充满。
And because of this, we always have to be filled with the Word of God.
也因此，我们要常常用被神的话语所充满。
Not only that we have to fight against Satan, we also have to fight against people who truly do not want to come to believe in God.
我们不仅仅要跟撒旦作战，我们还要去跟那些压根就不愿意相信神的那些人。
So without God's mercy and God's compassion, those people, it's very difficult for them to come to know Him.
所以如果没有神的怜悯与慈爱，他们那些人是非常难相信神的。
Just like I have shared with you, my Cambodian father, he will be baptized next Saturday.
就好像 我曾经跟大家分享过的，我在柬埔寨的那个亲生父亲，他下个礼拜要受洗。
It's truly this a great miracle.
对我来讲，这是一个很大的奇迹。Because
when I shared with Preacher Liang about my father, because Preacher Liang used to, you know, pastor in the East Coast before.
Preacher Liang. 那个我那个时候跟梁传道他一起去传福音的时候。
And during that time, we saw my father for many, many times.
那我们有好几次见到了我的父亲。
Then he realized during that time how difficult it was for him to come to get baptized in our church.
然后这传道也觉得说要让我的那个父亲来受洗是非常困难的一件事情。
So when I told him my father is getting baptized, he's going to fly, he's like, wow, it's a miracle. That's the first thing he said.
所以当我告诉梁传道说我的父亲他要受洗了，然后 传道就觉得说，哇，这真是奇迹。
And this is truly the grace of God.
这完全是神的恩典。
Look at my mother. My mother also with my father.
还有我的母亲。
I also asked her if she wanted to be baptized.
我也曾经问过她说要不要受洗。
Of course, she said, no, why would I want to be baptized?
那她回答说，我当然不要，我为什么要受洗？
But why would my father, at this point, was so easy?
那为什么到了这个时候， 我的父亲他会轻易的相信呢？
Why 7-8 years ago was so difficult?
为什么在七八年前这件事情是多却是这样的困难？
And then I thought about one thing.
然后我想到一件事情。
I remember the time that my father was come to church constantly every single week.
当我记得说那个时候，在那一段时候，我的父亲他每个星期都到教会来的时候。
If during that time he was baptized.
如果他在那个时候受洗。
Do we have anybody to shepherd him? Do we have anyone in church to shepherd?
我们有教会里面有任何人可以来牧养或带领他吗？
First, his English is very poor.
第一呢，他不太讲英文。
And no one in church speak Cambodian.
那没有人会讲柬埔寨的话。
Then he lived about 45 minutes away from church.
然后他住的地方离教会有45远。
And back then he's already like 77 years old. How can he drive every day, right, so far to go to church? It's
really. 然后他那时候已经有77岁，那怎么可能有一个77岁的老人，他每次都开45里到教会来呢？
So for me in my heart, I think during that time my father were to be baptized and then he would be lost by now.
我在心里想说，如果在七八年前我的父亲就已经受洗，说不定到现在他可能反而不来教会。
Us when we go out there and preach the gospel.
所以当我们出去传福音的时候，
we do our best to share the true gospel with people.
我们尽我们最大的努力来与他人分享神的福音。
But also we need to wait for God's timing.
但是我们同时也要等候神的时候。
So we realize this concept, then we go out and preach, we will not lose heart.
当我们有这样的认识的时候，我们出去传福音的时候，我们就不会失去信心。
Actually, when I think about my father's case,
当我想到我父亲的例子，
for sure not because my prayer that my father wanted to be baptized.
我相信当然并不是因为我的祷告，所以我的父亲才愿意接受洗礼。
Because sometimes when I pray, I already lose that kind of hope already, right? Because for many years already.
因为呢，事实上我自己在祷告中都已经几乎都失去了盼望。
But praise and thank God for His grace.
但是感谢神，谢谢神的恩典。So
we have to make disciples of every nation.
我们要让万民成为神的门徒。So
that's why we have to really have a certain way to preach to a certain kind of people.
所以我们对于某一些人，就要一些某特殊的方式来传福音给他们。
There's 6.5 billion people in the world.
在这个世界上有65亿的人口。
And every single one of them are very different.
那每一个人都不一样。
So that's why there's truly no true template that we can use to preach to everyone the same way.
所以事实上，他并没有一个标准的方法可以让我们用同样的方法去传福音给每一个人。
And let's see the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们看看耶稣给我们的例子。
What kind of wisdom did he have to preach to different kind of people?
他传给不同的人的时候，到底有什么样的智慧？
Maybe we also can learn from this and follow to preach exactly the way he preached.
我们也许可以从耶稣的榜样里面学到这样的智慧。
Let's turn the book of John.
我们看约翰福音，
The book of John chapter 1 verse 35.
约翰福音第一章，
The book of John chapter 1 verse 35.
35节。
Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, verse 36.
36节。
And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God, verse 37.
37节。
The two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus, verse 38.
38。
Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, What do you see? They said to him, Rabbi, Which is to say, when translated, teacher, where are you staying? Verse 39.
39节.
And he said to them, come and see. And they came and saw where he was staying, and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. So we know that during this time, there's two disciples of John that they want to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们在这一段里面看到说, 使徒约翰他有两个门徒想要跟从耶稣。
So the first thing that they see Lord Jesus Christ, they ask questions.
所以当他们看到耶稣的第一件事情就是他们问耶稣问题。
The first question they ask is say, Master or teacher, where are you staying?
那他们问他们的第一个问题就是说,
You can see that during the time of Lord Jesus Christ did not directly answer the question.
我们看到说耶稣是直接回答他们的问题。
So what he say, when they ask, where are you staying? Then our Lord Jesus Christ just say to them, come and see.
然后耶稣回答，就告诉他们说，你们来跟从我吧。
And then verse the second half of verse 39 say they came and saw where he was staying.
所以他们跟从耶稣就看见耶稣所做。
And we met with him that day.
然后就那一天就与耶稣同住。
Sometimes when we encounter this kind of truth seeker.
所以当我们遇到像类似这样的慕道者的时候。
And the minute you want to teach them the word of God, they always have many, many different kind of questions.
当你还没有开始传神的福音给他们的时候，或者是刚传福音给他们的时候，他们有很多的问题。
But sometimes when they ask so many questions, we make mistakes, always try to find the answer for their questions.
那很多时候因为他们问了很多的问题，所以我们常常犯了一种错误，就是希望去回答他所有的问题。
But people who ask a lot of questions,
很多人问很多问题。
The reason they ask a lot of questions, of course, they want to know more about, you know, what we're teaching.
那他们之所以问问题，是因为他们很真心的想要知道。
But sometimes the reason they ask questions because they want to, you know, to stumble us, right? To make us not to be able to have the answer to answer them.
但是很多时候呢，他问那些问题，有时候只是要来刁难我们，让我们现在那种好像无法回答问题的那种窘境。
For example, we always preach that God is almighty.
我们常常告诉人家说神是全能的。
And then people would ask this kind of question.
所以你就会听到有人这样问。
If God is almighty, can he make a rock that is so big that he cannot lift?
人家会说，如果神是全能的，他有没有办法创造一个很大的石头，让他自己没有办法举起来？
Actually, many people ask kind of foolish questions like this if you really talk to them about God.
当你去跟那些人传神的福音的时候，他们有时候会故意问这些问题。
So during the time we use our own knowledge, our own wisdom, try to answer them, of course, you cannot satisfy them.
所以当你想要试着用自己的智慧跟知识来回答他们问题的时候，你当然没有办法满足他们的问题。
Why? Because the question is already ridiculous. Right?
因为这个问题本身就是荒谬的。
Because they try to understand the almightiness of God.
因为他们试着想要用人的理解去理解神的全能。
So these people sometimes just tell them, come and see.
所以对于这种人，最好的方法其实告诉他们说，你们来，你们来看吧。
But for us, when the people come here and see, they need something to see.
但是当他们这些人来要看的时候，你要给他们，他们要有什么东西可以看。
So that's why in verse 39, when our Lord Jesus Christ said, come and see, they came and saw where he was staying.
所以当耶稣跟他们说，你们来看的时候，他们去就看见耶稣在那里。
This is very important concept.
这是一个很重要的观念。
There's so many Christians in the world.
那这个世界上有这么多的基督徒。There's
so many different denominations in the United States.
那在美国有这么多不同的教派。So
many people, they truly want to find the true church.
那很多的人，他们一直在寻找像真耶稣教会的这种真教会。They
want to find which church is the one that Jesus is staying with, which one is Jesus abiding with.
他们一直想要再找到一个真正有神同在、有耶稣同在的教会。When
I was in Hawaii, there's a Caucasian truth seeker.
我在夏威夷的时候，有一位白人的慕道者。
And she's been going to different church, right, for many, many weeks already.
他在很多的教会里面到处去查考很久。
And there are times when I was speaking to her.
所以当我有机会跟她谈起的时候。
And she started to cry.
那她，这位女士，这位女的慕道者就开始哭。
And she said, I'm so confused. He was pulling her hair. I said, I'm so confused.
她就抓着自己的头说，我实在是非常的困惑。
Some church say when you speak in tongue, that is you have to watch out, that's a cult.
Right? And your
church say when you speak in tongue, you receive the Holy Spirit.
但另外的教会告诉你说，当你用方言祷告的时候，是表示你得到了圣灵。
And some people say when you observe the Sabbath, you also you cannot cook, you cannot clean, you cannot do anything.
但有些人说你在守安息日的时候，你不能煮，不能清洁，不能做任何事情。
But you tell us that keeping the Sabbath is not under the law. You can cook, you can clean.
但是你又告诉我们说，你们要守安息日呢，你他不是在律法之下，所以你们可以煮，也可以吃。
So during that time, what can we say to her?
所以当时我应该怎么样来回答他的问题？
Except to continue to come and see.
我只能告诉他说，你要不断的来。
And we hope that one day, as she continue to come and see, she see that our Lord Jesus Christ abide with us.
所以我们希望说，他不停止的来看，来，并且看，他终于会看到神耶稣与我们同在。
So just like these two disciples.
就好像这两位施洗约翰的门徒。
So when they saw where Jesus was staying.
他们听看见耶稣所站
and they remain with him for that day.
所以他们就跟耶稣同住。
So people come in our church.
所以当人慕道者来到我们教会的时候,
if they come and see that our Lord Jesus Christ abide with us,
他们如果看到耶稣与我们同在,
they also will remain in this church.
他们就会留在这个教会。
But sometimes because we are lack of our faith.
但是很多时候因为我们缺乏信心,
and sometimes because we're not filled with the Holy Spirit.
很多时候因为我们没有被圣灵充满,
when people come to our church, they cannot see that Christ abide with us.
所以当人来到我们教会的时候, 没有办法从我们身上看见神与我们同在。
So this is the goal that we need to reach.
所以这就是我们要达到的目标。
Most of the time, the reason we cannot evangelize because we ourselves cause the people to stumble.
很多时候我们没有办法传扬神的福音, 是因为我们自己的行为让别人跌倒。
That's why before we invite people to come and see,
所以当我们邀请别人来我们教会看的时候,
we truly need to manifest our Lord Jesus Christ with inside of us.
我们必须要从我们的内在里面显现出耶稣基督的样式来。
And only then when they come and see.
所以当那个时候他才能够来到我们教会看见神同在。
See that Jesus with us.
看见耶稣与我们同在。
So then if you continue to read on this passage,
所以我们如果继续看这一个段,
and then time you can see in verse 40,
在40节,
one of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew and Simon Peter's brother.
在40节当中听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟。
So Andrew and Simon Peter's brother used to be the disciple of John the Baptist.
所以西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他曾经是施洗约翰的门徒。
But when Simon saw in verse 41, he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found a Messiah, which is translated the Christ, verse 42.
所以41节他提到说，他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
And then verse 42 said, and he brought him to Jesus. Now Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which translated stone.
所以42节这里说，于是他领他去见耶稣基督，看见他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，翻出来就是彼得。
So you can see when Andrew came, he saw his brother Simon.
所以当这个安德烈他来的时候，他看见他西门的弟兄。
The one that first preached to Simon.
他是第一个传福音给西门的人。
And he told him that he had found the Messiah.
然后他告诉西门说他看见了弥赛亚。So
during the time Andrew brought Peter to Jesus himself.
所以当安德烈他带领彼得去见，他就亲自带领彼得去见耶稣基督。
So for us, if we truly want to grow, if we want the church to grow,
所以如果我们希望我们的教会能够不断成长,
we truly must preach to the people.
我们必须要传福音给别人。
So it's like a domino effect. When we preach to people, people will also preach to the people they know.
就像一种连锁反应，当你传福音给某一个人，那么这个得到福音的人，他会传给另外的别人。
And then the people themselves will bring the people to our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后那些得到福音的其他人，他们会带更多的人来到耶稣面前。
And then look at on verse 43.
我们看43节。
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me.
所以43节，又次日耶稣想要往加利利去遇见腓力，就对他说，跟从我吧。
So Philip in verse 44 also was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
然后这个腓力呢，是伯赛大人，是跟 安德烈和彼得是同一层的。
So in verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophet wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
所以45节，腓力找到了拿但业，就对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先师所记的那一位，我们遇见的就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
And then verse 46, And Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see.
然后第四十六节，拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的东西吗？”腓力说：“你来看吧。”
We know that Philip learned this thing from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道说这个拿但业开始不信耶稣。
Because Nathanael is a person who think a lot.
这个拿但业他是一个思想很多的人。
So the minute that Philip tell him about our Lord Jesus Christ, he criticized him right away.
所以当他第一次听到腓力提到。这个弥赛亚耶稣的时候，他并不相信。
He said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?"
他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的东西
？At that time, Philip did not say anything.
但是腓力并没有说其他的话。
But what he said, "Come and see."
他就告诉拿但业说：“你来看吧。
”The same thing. I often meet people, different places.
所以我常常在很多不同地方遇到不同的人。
Of course, when we talk, people always ask me, "What do I do?"
所以很多人我们谈起的时候，这些人就问我说：“那我们该？”我该怎么办
？And I always tell them I'm a pastor.
我就告诉他说，我是一个传道人。
And then they get very excited in the first conversation.
所以他们就一听到我是一个传道人，就开始觉得很兴奋。
And they're like, "Oh, what church are you from?"
问他说，你是哪一个教会的
？And I just tell them True Jesus Church.
我就告诉他说，我是真耶稣教会的。
And then the minute you see their face, they're really in shock, right?
然后他们听到我这样一讲，他们脸就有一点震惊的样子。
Probably in their minds, probably think, "Wow, how can this Asian person, right, name the church True Jesus Church?"
然后心里一定会觉得说，怎么会是一个亚洲人来自称为真耶稣呢
？After I tell them I'm from True Jesus Church, actually they don't talk anymore, they don't ask question anymore.
所以当我告诉他们说我是真耶稣教会的传道，他们就反而不再问我任何问题了。
And this happened 9 out of 10 times.
像这种事情呢，大概十次里面会发生九次。
Because even other day I met this old man.
像某一天
，yesterday actually yesterday，
昨天呢我就遇到一个老先生。
And it's like, hey, and you Asian, don't you guys worship Buddha, right? That's what he said to me.
然后告诉我说，你们亚洲人，你们是不是拜佛的
？I say yes, predominantly in Asia. Yeah, we worship Buddha.
我说是啊，在亚洲很多地方他们是拜佛的。
But I say I'm a Christian because I'm a pastor.、Right?
但是我刚刚说我不拜佛，我是一个基督徒，而且我是一个传道人。
But、this kind of person, actually, you cannot talk too much.
像你遇到这样的人的时候，有时候你跟他很难谈得太多。
Because already in their heart they disbelieve.
因为在他们心里面，他们一开始就已经不相信。
Just like Daniel during that time.
就好像这个拿但业当时的时候。
So that's why when Philip said to him, "Come and see."
所以当腓力告诉他说：“你来看吧。
”So when Philip said this, then verse 47.Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him.
所以当四十七节这里提到说，耶稣看见拿但业来。
Even though Nathanael disbelieved, but at least he have a little faith to follow Philip to go toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
说虽然拿但业一开始的时候不愿意相信，但是他至少有那样一点点的信心，能够跟随腓力来看。
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ spoke directly to Nathanael.
所以当时呢，耶稣基督就直接告诉拿但业。
And he said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you."
耶稣告诉他说，在腓力还没有招呼你在那个无花果树下的时候，我就看见你了。
And then verse 49, Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God."
所以四十八节，拿但业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子。
”You are the King of Israel.
你是以色列的王。
So during the time you can see when Jesus spoke to him, the minute Jesus spoke to him, he understand that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the King of Israel.
所以虽然拿但业一开始的时候不相信，当耶稣一开始跟他谈话的时候，他马上就知道说他是神的儿子，是以色列王。
It's so important for us when we bring people to church.
所以对我们来讲，把人带到教会是非常重要。
If they experience our Lord Jesus Christ, for sure they will know that Jesus abides with us.
当他们亲身体会到说神与我们这个教会同在，他就知道我们是一个真神的教会。
But sometimes the young people say to me,
很多时候年轻人告诉我说
"Rudy, look at our church, right? Most of the people, you know, are Asian."
我们教会年轻人告诉说 "Rudy, 你看看我们教会，我们大部分的信徒都是亚洲人。
And every time I bring English-speaking friend over here, I just feel like, ah, we are too Asian, you know, that they cannot connect with the English speaking people.
所以每一次我要是带我那些白人的朋友来的时候，一种总是一种感觉说这是亚洲人的教会跟这些白人没有办法有什么深入接触。
But for us, we should not worry about this kind of thing.
但是对我们来讲，我们根本不要去担心这些事情。
If we can bring them to church,
如果我们能够把人带到教会来，
even maybe the speaker who speaks is not so eloquent.
即便说大家没有办法跟他谈交谈的很好，
maybe speak Chinese translate to English.
也许他是你必须要讲中文然后翻译成英文，
but it doesn't matter.
这并没有关系。
If God speak directly to them,
如果神直接开口跟他讲话，
they will sure they know that God is with us.
那他们就会知道神与我们同在。
That's why sometimes we bring true seeker church, we also need to have faith.
所以当我们带领慕道者来教会的时候，我们也要有信心。
But we already feel that there's so many stumbling blocks, you know, from bringing them to church, and then, of course, this means we also are lack of faith.
所以当我们如果还没有开始做的时候，就觉得说啊，会有很这样这么多的困难，这表示说我们根本就没有这样的信心。
Because we bring people here to see our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是带人来教会看见神。
We don't bring here to see us one another.
我们不是带领人来教会看其他的弟兄姐妹。
But of course, sometimes it's good that they can see Jesus in us.
很多时候，也许他可以从我们身上看见耶稣基督。
So make things more easier.
那这样就会让事情变得更容易。
So the first group of people that Jesus speaks to are the person who have a lot of questions.Who thinks a lot.
所以耶稣他在这一个段落里面的榜样是他遇到的第一批人是很多的问题，然后问很多的问题。
So this kind of people just ask him to come and see.
我们看到这样的人就告诉他们说，你们来看。
Because whatever we explain to them, they cannot be satisfied.
因为不管我们如何去向他们解释，他们永远不会觉得满足。
And then in chapter 2, this is the other group of people.
那在第二种是不同的人。
I think this on the third day was there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee.
在第二章他提到的是一些不同的人是在这个加纳里面的婚礼。
Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ's mother Mary also was there.
我们看到耶稣基督的母亲玛利亚也在那里。
And Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
耶稣跟他的门徒被邀请到婚宴当中。
The time, of course, the wine ran out.
那当酒已经用完了。
So because the wine ran out, and then Mary asked Jesus and said to him, "They have no wine."
所以耶稣母亲玛利亚就告诉耶稣说已经没有酒了。
But Jesus said to her, "What woman? What does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
但是耶稣告诉他说，我与你有什么相干呢？我的时候还没有到。
So, but during that time, and then even though Jesus said that to Mary, but Mary said to the servant, "Whatever he tells you to do, just do it."
虽然耶稣用这样的话告诉他的母亲，但是他母亲对别人说，因为他告诉你们什么，你们就去做什么。
Of course, during that time, Jesus asked them to go and get the water pot of stone, the six water pot of stone.
所以当时耶稣就告诉他们说，用六口的石缸摆在那边，然后里面盛满了水。
And he told them to fill it to the brim.
他们叫他们把这个缸里面倒满了水。
And they filled it.
他们就把缸水都倒满了。
And then the time Jesus asked them, verse 8, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast.
然后第八节就提到说，耶稣告诉他们说，可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
Of course, during the time when, verse 9, when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was make wine and did not know where it comes from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
所以第九节，那些管宴席的人，他们尝了水变得酒，但并不知道这些是从哪里来的。那么只有那些用舀水的佣人，他们知道说这些酒是从哪里来的。
And then in verse 11 said, this began of Jesus, of sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifest his glory, and his disciple believe in him.
所以第十一节这里结论就是说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
Sometimes, even though we want to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ,
很多时候，即便我们心里很想要相信耶稣基督
，but some people they need to see sign and miracle.
但是有些人呢，他一定要看到神迹，他才会相信。
Especially for the Jews,
特别是犹太人。
The Jews they would not believe until they see sign and miracles.
很多犹太人呢，他们没有看到神迹跟奇事，他们都不相信。
But the Greek they search for wisdom.
然后像希腊人。
So you can see at this point, this the reason Jesus performed this miracle is for his disciples to truly believe in him.
那我们看到加拿的这个神把耶稣把水变成酒，借着这个神迹，那些人就相信了他。
So that's why sometimes when people come to a church,
所以很多人当人到我们教会来的时候,
actually many people who come to church always want to see miracles and signs.
其实事实上很多人到教会来都只是想要看神迹奇事。
Of course, sometimes Jesus also showed the miracle and sign.
当然有时候耶稣的确会显出神迹来。
But even with miracles and sign doesn't mean they can continue to come and worship Jesus.
但 神迹奇事并不表示这些人他们会继续来追随耶稣。
Just like I shared with you last Wednesday, a sister's husband who received the Holy Spirit.
就好像我上星期三我跟各位分享的说，有一位姐妹的弟兄，他在夏威夷得到了圣灵。
We truly pray and hope that this her husband continue to come to worship God.
那我们一直迫切的 为他祷告，希望说这位弟兄、姐妹的弟兄、先生能够继续来教会。
Because for him to receive this Holy Spirit is truly a great miracle.
因为对他来讲，能够领受圣灵是一个很大的神迹。
And he, out of his own mouth, he confessed. It's just so amazing.
然后这个灵言能够从他自己的口中讲出来，这真是非常的。
So for many years, our sister tried to preach to him.
在过去很多年当中，有一个姐妹一直想要把福音传给她的先生。
But he never come to believe until he received the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，她从来不相信，一直要到她真正领受了圣灵。
So this is the second group of people.
这是第二种人。
And the third group of people is in chapter 3.
那第三种人是在第三章。
We know during this time in verse 5, Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
在这里提到耶稣告诉 尼哥尼姆,
yeah, him being Nicodemus.
他是尼哥尼姆。
And he said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那耶稣告诉他说，他如果人不重生，就不能见神的国。
So during the time Nicodemus, he just want to ask our Lord Jesus Christ a question.
所以这时候，尼哥底母只是想要问耶稣基督问题。
And he said, teacher, he said, for no one can do this sign that you do unless God is with him.
他说，这个尼哥底母告诉耶稣说，你所做的如果非神的同在，没有人能做。
But why did Jesus answer him, say, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God?
但为什么第三节耶稣告诉他说，你如果人不重生，就不能见神的国？
Actually, because Nicodemus is the ruler of the Jews.
因为尼哥底母他是属于那种犹太人当中的统治阶级。
And he understand very well about God.
他了解这个神的这些事情。
So Jesus did not have to tell him anything else besides that what he needs to do to be saved.
所以耶稣不需要去向尼哥底母解释神的事情，他只需要告诉他说他必须要做什么，他就能够得救。
That's why Lord Jesus Christ said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣才会告诉他说， 人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So that's why for us, when we preach to other people, already believe in Jesus.
所以，当我们如果传给那些已经相信耶稣基督的人，
we do not need to talk to about them about. We do not have to talk to them about Jesus.
我们不需要再跟他解释耶稣基督的事。
Because they already know about Jesus.
因为他们已经知道。
But for those of other Christian denomination, what we need to preach them is as the salvation doctrine.
所以当我们面对其他教会已经认识耶稣基督人，我们所要传的是这种我们教会得救的道理。
Because they know everything else about Jesus, but they don't know the true way to the heavenly kingdom.
因为他们这些人对耶稣基督都非常的熟悉，所有的道理都非常熟悉，但是他们不知道如何能够真正进到神的国。
Just like when we go to Africa.
就好像我们到非洲去，
90% of people there, they are Christian.
那里90%的人都是基督徒。
So when we preach, we only preach our essential doctrine.
所以我们传的时候，我们传的重点就在于我们教会的中心的教义。
Just like Nicodemus, he the ruler of the Jews.
就好像尼哥底母。
When Jesus preached him, tell him the way to reach to the heavenly kingdom.
他是一个犹太人领袖，完全懂神的道理。 耶稣只要告诉他说，他如何可以重生得救。
So when we speak to our denomination, we should teach them the true way to the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们 跟外教会传福音的时候，我们要告诉他们一个真正的得救之道。
That is a doctrine of baptism, Holy Spirit, Sabbath, one true God, all those things.
像我们教会的五大教义这些事。
Because most people they do not know.
因为对于很多的外教派基督徒，他们不了解这些。
So this is the third group of people that we have to preach a certain way to.
所以我们发现有三种不同的人的时候，有不同的方法来传福音。
And chapter 4 is the fourth group. People.
那第四章是另外一个不同的人。
We know this time there's a woman who came to Jacob's well to get some water.
那我们知道这里是有一个撒玛利亚的妇人，他们来打水。
And then the time Jesus said to give me some drink, right? Give me a drink.
耶稣就向他要一些水喝。
Because during that time, this woman she'd been married for many times.
那因为这个撒玛利亚妇人结了好几次婚。
And because the reason she married many times, because maybe her heart feels so empty.
那也许是因为她结了好几次婚，所以让她的内心觉得非常空虚。
So she is seeking for something.
也许她是在找寻什么。
So during the time our Lord Jesus Christ tell her, if she drink of this water, she never thirst again.
所以耶稣基督 针对他的情况告诉他说，你如果喝了这些水，就不再渴。
This water is represent the Holy Spirit itself.
当耶稣所说的这个水，指的是圣灵。
So that's why this kind of person, we also need to, when we preach them, we need to comfort them by telling them about our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在面对这样的人传福音的时候，我们要有信心能够告诉他们耶稣基督的道理。
Actually, this fourth group of people is the most that's in the world nowadays.
那事实上，这四种不同类型的人，大概就是这个世界上我们看到最多的类型的人。
Because many people in the world, they cannot find peace, they cannot find joy.
因为很多在这世上的人，他们不能找到平安，不能找到喜乐。
And no matter what they do, they cannot fulfill the empty heart.
不管他们做了什么事情，他们没有办法，他们内心的空虚得到满足。
Just like this woman, she had many husbands.
就好像这个撒玛利亚妇人，她虽然有很多的丈夫。
But these five husbands cannot fulfill her.
但是呢，这丈夫不能让他满足，就好像这世上的很多人。
So because of this, we need to preach Jesus this kind of people and ask them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以像这样的人空虚，我们就应该告诉他说要借着圣灵祷告神，求得圣灵。
So for us, next time when we go and preach the gospel.
所以当我们下一次到外面传福音的时候，
try to keep in mind our Lord's teaching.
我们记得耶稣给我们的榜样。
Those who think a lot and ask a lot of questions.
那些问很多问题的人。
Sometimes we do not need to say much to them.
我们不需要回答太多他们的问题。
But we ask them to come and see.
我们告诉他们说，你们来看。
When they come and see, truly will see that Jesus is with us.
他们来看的时候，就会看见神与我们的教会同在。
And for those who want to see signs and miracles.
对于那些想要求看见神迹奇事才相信的人，
we also ask our Lord Jesus Christ to manifest His glory inside the church.
那我们也求神能够在他的教会当中显现他自己，让他们看见神迹。
And for those people who already know our Lord Jesus Christ,
那对于那些已经认识耶稣基督的人，
what they need is the complete truth.
他们所需要的是一个完全的道理。
And we have the complete truth.
那我们这里有一个完全的道理。
And all this truth can bring them to the heavenly kingdom.
只有这种完整的、完全的道理，才能够带领他们进天国。 对于那些空虚寂寞的人，
we need them to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要让他认识我们的耶稣基督。
To be filled with His Spirit.
让他被神的灵所充满。
And only then the empty hearts can become filled with the love and peace of God.
只有在那时候，他 内心的空虚才能被神的圣灵所充满。
So God continue to grant us wisdom to preach the gospel to every nation.
愿神赐给我们智慧，能够让我们传福音给万民。
And make a disciple for our Lord Jesus Christ.
让万民都能成为他的门徒。
Let's sing a hymn before we kneel down and pray together.
好，我们最后再来唱一首诗。
Let's sing him 282.
282首。
282.
282.